We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, on the line with us, ladies, Joe Obi. Joe's in the same line of work we are. Does a great job at NJ.com and right here at WIP.
Yep.
And I want to see if Joe takes some animosity into his rooting. Joe Giglio with us right now. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo.
Hey, Joe, I'm sure there's certain players you like, certain players you don't like so much who represent our teams in Philadelphia. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, of course, just like anybody else.
All right, when a guy you don't like does something great, how do you handle that as a fan?
I mean, I try to think about the team first. I mean, there's always going to be players that I don't think are as good or I don't like as much or I don't. You know, maybe it's personal. Maybe they just don't think they're a good guy. But I'm going to root for the team always above just the one player.
All right, so Gene Segura, what are your current feelings on him?
Gene Segura, I find frustrating. I don't think he's quite as good as maybe we were sold on when they traded for him. And obviously, he's frustrating. I mean, he doesn't hustle all the time. But he is the team's starting shortstop and a pretty good player, so I'm going to root for him.
All right, and Cesar Hernandez.
I've always liked Cesar. I think Cesar gets beat up a little too much. I think part of the problem with Cesar, with us, Angelo, is he's been here the whole time for all that losing. I think he played with Jimmy Rollins. Like he's been here a long time now. So we've watched Cesar lose a lot of games. He's sometimes frustrating, especially as he was young and even now. So I think we're harder on him than most.
All right, so you kind of got a little bit of a negative feel towards Segura. You're watching the game last night. This happens.
Swinging a line drive over the lead of Cano into right center field, a base hit. Hernandez scores. Here comes Miller. He will score. The game is tied. Dean Segura comes through.
Joe, are you fine? Does it creep into the back of your mind that you don't love the guy? How do you handle it?
No, in that kind of moment, I'm all geneed up. Let's go. Big hit. Look, the Phillies now, they need him, man. So, I mean, this whole thing is this last week developed. They lost seven straight. It became quite clear for me what the problem was, which was their biggest players, their best players, the guys who were supposed to be their best players, Segura, Real Muto, Harper, just weren't producing enough. So, no, I'm going to root for Gene to produce here because that means the team's going to win games.
All right, let me see if there's a lie where you don't. When Michael Vick was here, was it hard for you to root for him?
Michael Vick was hard. I'm walking my dog right now as we talk. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Vick was hard. Vic was a hard one. So, yeah, that was not easy.
What if the Eagles suddenly acquired Tyreek Hill? How would you handle that, Joe?
Now we're getting to a line. Like, hustle is one thing I could just sweep away and say whatever. The Vic thing was hard. Tyreek Hill is now we're getting to a point where it'd be really hard.
How about Brett Myers?
Brett Myers thing, I wouldn't want anyone. I mean, this is O'Double now. I mean, if anything is like what happened with Brett Myers, I mean, he should have never been on the Phillies. As soon as that happened, and
wow.
I get it was a different time then, and we didn't take these things seriously. But yeah, Brett Myers, that'd be a pretty easy no for me to root for that guy.
Interesting insights. Let me get to this because this is something I'm still wrestling with a little bit. I'm real happy about the three wins because the Phillies are becoming more relevant again with each win. But I'm not sure how great they're playing because it's the Mets. You know, like the tying runs came after a passed ball on a strike three. Joe, is it the Phillies reborn, or is it the Mets, you know, defibrillating them?
I think the answer is the Mets, but I do think sometimes teams that are struggling, especially ones that have talent that are good enough to compete, like we think the Phillies are. Sometimes you play a team like the Mets, who are just their own worst nightmare, with the manager and their Vargas trying to fight a beat writer, and just they're. There's just a mess on the field. They could be the great elixir. So I think the last 3 days is the Mets are just so incompetent the Phillies are going to beat them anyway. But maybe it springboards the Phillies into something more meaningful here.
All right. You work at NJ.com, which covers the Mets, the Yankees. You cover everybody. You're right in the middle of everything. Is there a tremendous amount of negative feedback toward the Mets right now, Joe?
Completely. And especially the manager, Mickey Callaway, who it's amazing how we talk about Gabe. And I heard your the answer to the poll before I hopped on there, the 63% or whatever, yeah. Still don't have a different feeling towards Gabe this week. Like, people in New York would take Gabe Kapler over Mickey Callaway 100 days out of 100 without thinking about it.
He's really, I mean, that guy's unbelievable. I never heard of a guy attacking a reporter because he said, see you tomorrow. I never heard of that.
I mean, he's a nutcase in the dugout and not in the clubhouse. And then, like last night, Vargas has 10 strikeouts, did 71 pitches, and he pulls them for the opposite of platoon advantage. Like, that guy is one of the worst managers in the game right now, and people don't like him.
All right, now I'm going to shift you over to basketball in a second here, Joe, but I got one more in baseball. It's kind of setting up my next segment a little bit. Joe, how much are you enjoying Jimmy Rollins in the booth on TV the last couple of days?
I'm enjoying it. I like Jimmy. I've always liked Jimmy, and I think the TV booth for the Phillies needs some different kind of energy in it. Just somewhat, I mean, look, Tom does a good job, and those guys with him, they're all comfortable, but Jimmy brings something that Kruk's not bringing. He brings something that Ben Davis is not bringing. I think, and then you add them all together, I like him. I think it's fun, and a lot of other broadcasters on baseball have a broadcaster or two that kind of gives that feel Jimmy does, and I think it's fun for the Phillies.
Well, I'm thrilled you said that, Joe, because I don't want to agree with you on everything, and I definitely don't on that, but I'll get to that in a couple of minutes. Joe, let me move over for a second to what's going on now, because the drama's building for the Sixers. I'm getting more and more feeling that if the Sixers don't give Butler 5-year max, 190, he walks. Are you getting the same feeling?
I'm getting the same feeling, and I think this is all playing out perfectly for Jimmy Butler, who's either going to get to go wherever he wants to go if it's not here, or he's going to get more money than he's worth to stay here. The whole time that since they've acquired him, Angelo, he's a good player. He helped them last year, and their best version of whatever they can be next year probably includes him. But I never, watching him last year, did I say, yeah, this guy's worth the max as he goes into his 30s. I just think this is a mistake someone's going to make, and it's probably going to be the Sixers here. So I'm not surprised all this is happening, because it feels like it's just drumming everything up for the Sixers to have to kind of force their hand to pay him too much money.
All right, so basically what you're saying is if they do this, that it's a mistake, do you think they're going to do it?
I do think they're going to do it, yeah. I think it's going to be a mistake. I think they're going to run it back, because I think rightfully so, they feel like they're close with this group they had, and they're going to try to go win again. But 5 years, I mean, until the playoffs, Angelo, he was nothing close to a max player. And my biggest concern is, in the playoffs, when he actually did look like a max player, it's only because he had the ball in his hand. He was basically running the point, and that meant Ben Simmons was standing off to the side. So a lot of people this offseason have said, well, it's either Butler or it's Tobias. I look at it as it's either Ben Simmons or Jimmy Butler, because if you're going to re-sign Jimmy Butler, you want to get the most out of him. And that means he needs the ball in his hand, and that means Ben Simmons is just useless.
Wow. Well, that's a fascinating insight. So, Joe, let's just say they don't do it for Butler, because I'm kind of seeing what you're saying on the 5 years, 190. What's next? Did they go after Kawhi? That's a long shot. Kyrie, it looks like he's got Durant's got the Achilles. What are you going to do with that money, Joe, if you don't get Butler?
Yeah, I'd spread it around. I mean, I'd love to have Kawhi to bring in another great player, but you could spread it around and bring in two or three guys and bring Tobias back, and then all of a sudden you actually have a bench. But look, if that Rockets trade is out there, which everyone is talking about, and the Rockets want to give something to the Sixers, maybe there's something there that can help them. But I don't want to give him 5-190.
All right, so then, since you mentioned other guys, you know a lot more about social media than I do, Joe. What's the significance of the fact that Joel Embiid has started following on Twitter Al Horford?
Well, typically I would say that means he's going to sign here, but with Joel, he just likes to play games, especially on social media. So this could just be to just fool around with us and nothing matters there.
Joe Giglio, Joe, you're the best, my brother. Thanks, pal.
You got it, Angelo.
Some interesting. One thing about Joe, he never lacks for opinion.
No.
He's got a lot of stuff. In the next segment, I'm going to get to J-Roll.
I love J-Roll.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.